Lewis Cha in Cambridge. Lewis Cha, famously known as Jin Yong, went to Cambridge University to study for a non-honorary master's degree after receiving his honorary doctorate from the university in 2005. Aged 81, he became one of the oldest students to enroll in the university's history. Since 2 years ago, Cha has been studying for his PhD in Oriental Studies, Chinese History, at St. John's College, Cambridge. While at Cambridge, Cha and his wife had rented a house near the university, which is much shabbier compared to the houses in Hong Kong. It is interesting that after a careful discussion, they have decided to hire an Italian chef to cook meals for them so that they can eat Chinese food in Italian style. Every day, Cha carries a slanting satchel which contains all the books and material he needs for class that day. As a renowned kung fu novelist, he has a lot of fans. Whenever some of his fans ask him for his signature, he would refuse them politely and tell them jokingly that if he was taking a walk or having a coffee instead of going to class, he would sign for them. In the beginning, Cha used to go to class by bike. However, he no longer rides bikes now because his wife is afraid that the cars in the campus might knock him down. Then the bike was replaced by a car, but Cha called himself an old man with little sense of direction, and before long gave up the car too. Then how does he go to school? The best way is to take a taxi. Why would Cha want to study at Cambridge while he was in his 80s? Some people think that it is because his cousin, Xu Zhimo, had studied in this university. When Cha was very young, his mother once praised his cousin for going to Cambridge University. Of course, Cha was a little jealous, determining that one day he would study in Cambridge too. However, the most important reason is his strong thirst for knowledge. In an interview, Cha told a reporter, "Some people said that I am not qualified to be the Dean of School of Literature in Zhejiang University. I could not retort upon them, and the only thing I can do is to increase my own knowledge." His willingness to learn deserves our, especially young people's, admiration. As Cha once said, he wants to set an example for the young, showing them it's never too late to learn, and people should exert themselves to learn.